Me right around 55. I look up and startled enough, I saw the end of the bridge. It was still a long way off, but now I could see it.
Yep.
And it's like, oh my God, there is an end to the bridge. So it kind of puts you in the now. It's like you, where you live, somebody told you you had a week to live. Bet you wouldn't be worried about your MasterCard bill. You be choking the last dollar at that credit card. You down super target right now. Okay? So, that means if you analyze the motives of others, it's dangerous to you to sit around and analyze where somebody else is coming from. It's dangerous to you. Trying to figure out where somebody else is coming from is hazardous. It could be one of them little bit of little signs on the side of it with a big X or something. Analyze, what does that mean? Just what it says. Sitting around trying to figure out what other people's motives are is hazardous to you.
Yeah.
You know why? Because if you decide that somebody is really trying to attack you, desert you, enslave you,
yeah,
you're going to respond as if that person had actually done so, having made this error real to you. If you decide that I'm trying to hurt you, then you're going to respond to me as if I am hurting you. See, I'm analyzing your motive. I come up with the idea that you're trying to hurt me. Then I start responding to you as if you've hurt me, but you haven't done anything. The whole thing went on in my mind. You treat me the way you made me up to be. You treat me the way you making me up to be. Like right now, however you treat me the way you're making me up to be. Some people make me up to be somebody they can hug on and laugh with. Some people make me up to be somebody that they need to stay away from. It's so cool. It's so cool when you realize that people are just responding to their interpretation of where you're coming from, and they're trying to figure out your motivation, so it's really hazardous to them because they're going to start treating me the way I am, the way they think I am. And so they miss out on all the good stuff I could have given to them if they hadn't already judged me as being somebody unlovable.
Yeah, exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why it's hazardous to me, because I have a tendency to think my interpretation is correct and treat you the way I've interpreted you are and never respond to you directly. Some people X me out just because I got black skin. They'll walk in and they'll go, "Nigger, I'm gone." Oh, don't do the "aw." Please, not the "aw." That couldn't hurt me unless I was a nigger. That couldn't hurt me unless I gave nigger power. I used to give nigger power. Nigger had too much power. And they had wrestling words like "damn" and "shit," you know, stuff like that. I gave them power. I realized I was giving all this power to meaningless words that was keeping me from receiving the love I could be receiving if I wasn't judging so much. Okay. He says to interpret error is to give error power. So as soon as you start interpreting my mistakes, you're giving my mistakes power. And since you are giving power to my mistakes, you're going to overlook the truth. See, I'm so busy looking at all this stuff about you that I've made up, that now I overlook the truth. The truth don't even exist anymore. That's why to interpret power makes it more powerful, because while you're focusing on a mistake, you're not paying any attention to the solution. Because you're busy looking at the error. That's what he's saying. To interpret the mistake is to give it power. Any questions about the first paragraph? It's real. It was a real simple paragraph. If you don't want to make your mistakes real, realize that you don't have to do anything to believe the truth. If you don't want to make your mistakes real, realize you don't have to do anything in order to believe in the truth. The next thing, if you want to get rid of your mistakes, if you really are serious about getting rid of your mistakes, the next thing you do is to realize that you're not responding to anything or anybody directly. You're just responding to your interpretations of them. your interpretation of them is hazardous to you because you may start to treat them the way you've interpreted them to be, which might not be the way they are at all. Everybody with me on that one?
Yeah.
It's just three little simple points, but it's a trip. You can't get rid of your mistakes. It's simple to get rid of your mistakes, but the first thing you have to do to get rid of your mistakes is to recognize that you're never responding to anything directly. You're just responding to your interpretation of it, and that's why it's hazardous sitting around trying to figure out what somebody else is going through and where they're coming from, because you are going to treat them the way you think that they are treating you, which all started with your interpretation of what was going on. So that means I've never met anyone I know. The only thing I've seen are my interpretations of them. That's why when I look back on my past, I'm really only seeing my reactions to others. I'm never seeing their reactions to me. Whenever you look back in the past, you're always remembering how you reacted to the other people, but you don't know how they were feeling about you. That's deep when you think about it. You know, and that's why it looked like you want to hook up with somebody because you think you had a good time, right? And they don't want to hook up with you because their reaction to you wasn't like your reaction to them, and it's baffling. You know, to you had a good time. To them, they've been in therapy for 6 months trying to get over that thing with you. So you're like, oh, that was so good. I can't wait to get back. Any questions about paragraph one? Oh, I'm so glad only 20 minutes has passed. I have so much I'd like to say in a short period of time. That's why I'm looking forward to that seminar I'm going to do. I'm doing a one day for 20 people.
Did you decide on the date?
The 11th of March, Saturday, from 10 to 6. In the date lottery, I'm sorry if that didn't fall right for you. I really do, because I would look. And I'm so excited about this class because I haven't done an all-day seminar myself in about 4 or 5 years, and that's all I used to do. And to be able to really share with you all everything that's within me and not be limited to an hour so excites me. And then knowing whoever would come also wanted as much as I want to give it, that excites me even more. And that $100 kind of indicate that in a funny kind of way. Hey, you sound like my date the other night. Okay. Who said that? That was my evil twin. That's the one I always have fun. The evil twin be kicking it up. Okay. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Everybody got their little evil twin. Nobody else knows about. Except the people you feel so safe with, they can see your little naughty twin. Those are the people you trust the most. The people you trust the most are the people that you share your most hidden side with, because you don't feel judged and you feel safe. So it's easy to tell who you feel the safest with. It's the person who see the self that I probably never see. And that's the one that's so much fun. That's the one that's so much fun. So anyway. That workshop is available. I got, as a matter of fact, I'm gonna pass it around while we're doing this.
Be here.
It's gonna be here. And so the point that I was getting ready to make is that I really want to get down, and I know there's some people that's really made the decision that the Course in Miracles is their spiritual path, and they really, they're not here to fight whether or not it's true. They just want to get it as fast and as hard as they can. And I have been doing this for 25 years, and I am full, and I need to share. I'm overflowing. I'm a course bar over all of y'all in a little while. I'm full of truth and good, cool stuff out of this book I need to share. And so I'm going to talk about relationships. I'm going to talk about health. I'm going to talk about prosperity and abundance. And then I'm going to talk also about waking up. And we're really going to make a commitment to go really deep. And so that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm so excited about it because I'll have a whole day. This is not going to be for the faint of heart.